with Kerry Martin. And Coach, tonight's the big night, taking on the Carbondale Terriers. This is what it's come down to. You guys beat them, you win the conference.
Yeah, you know, got a chance to share this, but we, sounds kind of selfish to not want to share it, right? But we'd love to win the conference outright, and Carbondale's a formidable opponent. They've had a great season and extremely talented, so we'll have our work cut out for us, but we'd like to get out of here with a win.
Try to break it down just a little bit. What's it going to take to beat Carbondale? They're a very athletic team like you are. What kind of things are you concerned about, and what do you need to do?
First thing is we cannot turn the ball over and give them possessions. Number two, we're going to have to stop the big play. You know, we can't let them have the long runs, the long passes, the big chunk yardage plays of 20 or more yards. And I think special teams will play a big factor in the game as far as field position is concerned. But I think it'll come down to winning the line of scrimmage, I think. And that's where high school football, college football, and pro football, to me, is still won or lost no matter what the scheme. I think it comes down to winning the line of scrimmage. So for me, the line of scrimmage, the turnovers, and stopping the big plays are huge for us.
And winning close games, that's something you've been very good at. You've been in some tight games. You've come out on top. That has to help when you get into really good tight games like what you might see with Carbondale.
Yeah, you know, we hope so. You know, we've had a lot of experience in close games. We've had to play under pressure. We've had to come back under pressure. We've had to bounce back from a bad quarter or a bad half. You know, those things I'm hoping will pay dividends for us as the season goes on, and hopefully pays dividends tonight. But I'd rather be in a situation where we're not having to rely on having to come back or bounce back from something bad. But if we do, we prepared for it, but hopefully we'll have a good, solid performance.
And finally, if you do win and you're able to finish out, you guys could be 9-0. When's the last time Marion went 9-0 in regular season?
As far as I know, 1963 is what they tell me, and it's been a long time. And you know, we know that we don't really talk about that much because obviously it's something the community has mentioned because we've gotten closer to it, but it doesn't mean much if we can't get past Carbondale. In fact, that's out the window, so winning tonight is crucial.
And, of course, you've clinched that playoff spot, but you want icing on the cake now.
Yeah, like I said, it sounds greedy, but you always want more, and that's the competitive nature of our game and of our kids and our program, and we would love to continue winning and continue to play well. And these guys have worked really hard to put themselves in this situation. We feel like we've got two regular season games plus playoffs to go, and we're not done yet.
Coach, thanks for the visit, and good luck tonight.
Thanks, John.